This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. New York City, to perhaps nobody's surprise, is the biggest and also, not surprisingly, most cutthroat market for app-based food delivery in the country. It's also, as of today, the first city to enact minimum working standards for delivery app workers, rules for both the app companies and the restaurants around pay and delivery zones and mandatory breaks and more. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
One of Andrew Wolf's most frustrating deliveries was picking up food that didn't exist. A customer ordered a seasonal item that the restaurant forgot to take off the menu.
I spent an hour and a half dealing with this, and because the order got canceled, I only got paid $4, I think.
Wolf's regular job is as a professor of sociology at the City University of New York. He worked for delivery apps for research. He says he wanted to call someone for guidance on the missing food, but he didn't have a supervisor because delivery workers are independent contractors.
You know, these companies say, you know, you're free because you don't have a boss, but having a boss actually solves problems.
This is what delivery companies say. People have the freedom to work their own hours or decline orders, though Wolf says there are often penalties for workers who do. The new measures in New York City set standards for delivery distances and minimum payments per order. And they establish fines for businesses that won't let delivery people use their bathrooms. Patricia Campos Medina at Cornell's The Worker Institute says customers are finally realizing that ordering on apps has an impact.
That there is actually a cost for my cheap food, or there's actually a cost for my 24-hour delivery. And workers realize that they had the power to demand more.
And Lee Hyawalpa at the Workers Justice Project says this is just the start.
This will set example for the rest of the country, but at the same time, will move workers to start mobilizing not only New York City, but across the state.
DoorDash, the largest food delivery company, opposed the measure, but says it will work with New York City officials to identify ways to support delivery workers. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.